wanted to look at the topic tonight of comfort. Comfort. God is of the comfort for his people. If you were to look up the word comfort and follow it through the scriptures, you would find that it is a it has many references. The setting in which God puts his people, both before and after they're saved, you could say requires comfort, is not a comfortable situation, and thus the fact that situations of life rub us the wrong way, and some kind of response is necessary. Some kind of response is necessary. And so to those responses, which are galling, God offers comfort. So the comfort is not the first thing. Comfort comes to the difficulties, to the and it's not a difficulty if we don't feel it, is it? Some people say, well, I have these, but they don't bother me. Well, it's not a difficulty. The difficulties are the ones that God brings to us that bring us down in some sense. And so often we say, well, I shouldn't feel this. Well, large or small, if we do feel it, it's a difficulty. And there are real responses to that that the scriptures bring to us. And for the believer, there is a set of helps that the scripture brings. I've just got a little collection here, collected by the persons of the Trinity here. First of all, the Lord Jesus is a comfort. And only the Lord Jesus can bring real comfort to a soul who is burdened by sin. Only the Lord Jesus can bring comfort to a soul who's burdened by sin. And that is the overarching, the underlying, the continued comfort that the Lord Jesus brings to us. And we go back again and again to that wellspring. It is also true, however, that Christ is only comfort to one who does know his sin, to the one for whom there has not been the real diggings of the Holy Spirit to show sin and to make that to make us know our need of him. Then Christ is not that comfort. And so we go along thinking we have the Lord Jesus when it's possible that he's not there. But the Lord Jesus is comfort to the weary soul. Isaiah speaks of this as comfort. Yes, comfort my people. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned. That is the ultimate comfort for the believer, And in glory, there is a place where all tears are taken away. Notice tears. This is not a place where there are no tears. God's comfort is not for the already comfortable. Secondly, the Holy Spirit is comfort for the believer. Remember the Lord Jesus said, if I go away, I will send you another comforter. If I go away, I will send you another comforter. In Acts chapter 9, it says, this is after the conversion of the apostle of Paul. It says, then the churches throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied. They had been rubbed raw by persecution. Again, comfort is not an artificial thing. Comfort is not a just because thing. There's real comfort for real difficulty, real comfort for real tribulation. And believers ought to seek real comfort that God in fact gives. It's not a fake thing. It's not a superficial thing. Those in Jerusalem were seeing their friends carted off to prison and torture and death. They were comforted by the Holy Spirit following the conversion of Saul, who became the Apostle Paul. So, what does this thing called comfort do? Well, certainly the notion of comfort for us is, you know, you put some hurt no more on a wound. That's comfort. But what about for the spirit? A wounded spirit withdraws in on itself. And it's like a wound. You touch it and it's hurt. It's hypersensitive. We become hypersensitive when we have been rubbed raw in the spirit. So what is the comfort that God gives? Well, there's a balm, absolutely. There's a balm. But if I have withdrawn into myself, how do I know that God has applied the balm? Well, the hypersensitivity is gone, and there is now hope. I am no longer merely withdrawn into myself. Hope applied by God gives, comfort applied by God gives hope. Hope. Renewed hope. Lastly, we've seen that the Lord Jesus gives comfort, the Holy Spirit gives comfort, and the Father gives comfort. Psalm 23. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So this is the picture of God as the shepherd. The sheep in a large flock don't always see the shepherd. But the sight of the shepherd with his staff is a symbol of his care of his strength. So in difficulty, the pastoral care of God is comfort. In difficulty, again, this is not the smooth, placid sea of life. This is difficulty. We need comfort in difficulty. In difficulty, the pastoral care of God. God as our shepherd, the one who is there and caring for me, is comforting. Now, this care, if the shepherd with regards to the sheep is physically there, God as our shepherd is not physically visible. He's seen only by faith. So when I am in difficulty, I must find the Lord's care for me. It's necessary. It's necessary. And this is the perennial, if you say, difficulty of the Christian life. This is Job, you know, with all of his goods and all his family except for his wife taken away from him, and he now has to seek for essentially the goodness and the care of God. And that in a nutshell is where every one of us is in any kind of difficulty. That care then is only seen by faith. But it's real. It's real. And the believer can and must find that. If not, he will founder. As I was saying last week, now, what is the use of difficulty? Oh, it's testing. Is this faith real? Or am I going to founder on the rocks of difficulty? But David, who had been through severe trials, no visible support of any kind, out in the desert, was he going to say, God does not care? Or was he going to continue to cry out to God and know that God does care? So the believer in difficulty finds the comfort of God, and then, as a part of this searching and finding, prays. He prays for care, and he prays for needs with real faith. So, as we looked at last week, the Lord Jesus says, give us this day our daily bread. There is an implicit calling out to God that needs to, for many of us, become explicit. What do I have real need for? Am I asking for that, or am I merely presuming on the things that I have, and those that I don't have are that wound that won't heal? And I'm not applying faith to that wound. God gives comfort, but only to faith. God gives comfort, but only to faith.